that's it.
Okay. No. Today's shir.
No.
So we'll be talking about the inyan of Godel Habayis. So the discussion of Godel Habayis regards a situation where somebody is starting Shiva later than other family members. Now, the case in the Gemara, the simple case in the Gemara, was before there was any, you know, telecommunication like we have today. So somebody could have been out of town, and a relative could have passed away, and they had no clue. And then they come home, and lo and behold, people are in the middle of Shiva. That's the classic case that existed, you know, in the time of the Gemara. Today, that type of case rarely exists because it could happen, you know, in a very rare situation where there's no, the families are estranged. But today, it's very hard to have such a thing because, especially in the age of cell phones, internet, everything is public news within a second. So this, the simple discussion is if somebody didn't know about the decease of a relative and comes into the Shiva home in the middle, so does he have his own count, or does he follow the people of the home who started before? Now, for us today, the case that comes up is what we were discussing yesterday, when somebody, say, dies in America, and then some family members go to Israel, and some don't, and the people go to Eretz Yisrael, as we said before, we're going to start Shiva a day later, usually, because the people who didn't go start right away when they turn their backs after they leave the airport and didn't go on the plane. And the people who are going to Eretz Yisrael are flying, but usually not going to get there until the next day. And there'll be a day. And then when the people come back from Eretz Yisrael, come back, so the question is whether they're mitzuraf with the people who started early. So that is that's the usual shayla that could be relevant for this sugya. So let us see what the Gemara says and what the Rishonim say on this case. So the Gemara in Marakot Mechafalach on the base in the bottom first page here. Tana Rabbanan Avel Gimel Yom Rishonim Bami Bakam Karav Mona Imohem Bami Bakam Rochok Mona Las. So we pass the letter of Shiva, which means like this, that if a person comes on the even on the last day of Shiva, for states that they didn't get up yet. Usually on the last day, they get up very early in the morning, right after davening, people of Menachem, and then they get up. But say they davened the 8 o'clock minyan, and they didn't finish till 9, and then the Menachem was there till 9:15. So he's getting in 9:15, and this fellow comes in at 8 o'clock, and they're still sitting shiva. So if he's coming, mimokum korov. So Makom Karov literally means a close. That was the place that he was coming from was close by. What does close by mean? So the Rishonim are going to explain. Close by means the Gaonim that if he would have heard on day one of the death, he could have been able to have gotten there on that day. So here he didn't hear until day 7, but potentially. Since in potential he's close enough that if he would have heard on day one, he would have gotten there, he could have gotten there within the day, so then we say that he's Mitzuraf. he's mitzurf to them. So even if he comes in on day seven, as long as they're still sitting Shiva, he's mitzurf. So that's the concept of the Malkum Karvi. You can take a look at the Rif on page 3. Shimon Omer Afil Biyom Shvi Bab Malkum Karvi Morning Lan. If so, Hilchus of Hedyat of Shimon, Bushaba, or Matsu Menachem, and Mitzel Gol Abais, the Kama Malkum Karvi Yud Parsi. 10 parsos, sukya dechad yomo, the mahalach of yom echad. In other words, it's the amount of time that it takes to travel one day. And what's the vort? Kaven di ilushoma biyom kama, have a kamatzi nemese. Since he could have got come on the first day, so it's as if he's there on the first day. Because potentially, he could have gotten there, he just didn't know, so he didn't come. But if you would have known, he could have gotten there the first day, he's close enough, so then that's okay. Now, the discussion the poskim have is, you know, those were in the time where travel was, you know, real travel. You know, it took time to get places. You know, you had donkey, you had horses, and you had buggies, and you had... Today, you know, the whole world you can get to almost in a day. So that's what the bottom of the Sefer HaEshkol on page 5, he says, for the Nachal HaEshkol, he says, Nachos Rasha Kein V'yoholovo Matkila Savelos Ufize Bisman hazeh she'efsher al yidei mekeves musilas barzel lavo biyomechad, that since you could come, you know, that was the finish, the trains, musilas barzel. Today what's a train? We have planes, we have much more. But he says, so it's totally in what, you know, so today we have trains or planes, whatever. So then the Malkum Karov, a lot of, you know, from here to Eretz Yisrael is Malkum Karov, right? So the status of Malkum Karov is much greater.
The Rif didn't say horses, he said sukya. So even though there was an alternative faster way, like their equivalent of planes was a horse. He didn't say go according to the faster mode. He said go according to the slower mode, even though there was a faster mode. This goes about the road, a way of travel.
Yeah, I mean, maybe because that was the derech, I think you said. But today, the derech, you know, it's the concept of mahalach yom yechad. Okay, so again, to be mitzurah, what do you need? You need to come within Shiva. Even on day 70, it's not too late. Even on day 7. And you have to call me Mokum Karov. Okay? And then, there's one other criteria that has to be fulfilled. Last line, Amar Abchi Bar Abba Amar Yochanan Hu Sheish Godol Habayis Babayis. And there has to be that the Godel Habayis is there. In other words, usually there's, let's assume, there's one family member who takes charge, you know, of the, you know, finances and the Sadr everything. And so you also need a Godel Habayis Babayis to be mitzurf. So if you have those three criteria, namely Makom Karov and this Tok Shiva, and Gadol HaBayis B'Bayis, so then the Gemara says, you would serve.
Rav, is Gadol HaBayis, is that based on finances or age?
No, I don't think it has to do with age. I don't think it has anything to do with age.
So, the Nachal HaEshkol says 50 parsos, because he's talking about a trade. So that means he would say that includes the whole world, basically?
Yeah, I mean, there are places maybe that it's, you know, but what's the longest plane ride that you could go to?
Australia's
22. Australia's
22. Oh, he would know.
How long is it?
Airport
security.
Okay, come on, everything is that. Okay. But you're going to see, in the end, you see, now I'm expanding everything. But by the time we leave here, you're going to see how narrow it really is. But now we're on the expansive mode. The Torah, everything should be simple, right?
How do you define the Gadol
Abayim?
Yeah. Huh?
Yeah. He's calling the shots. He's the, you know.
Yeah, but if you have a situation where, like, everyone's already older and married and everyone's in their 40s already, then how do you call one person a Gadol Abayim?
Right, so maybe sometimes you don't have a Gadol Abayim. Okay, but you're going to see, by the end of the day...
A girl
is also a
Gadol Abayim,
isn't
it? What? Yeah, we don't discriminate against...
Where did the concept come from?
Right here. Where did the Gemara assume that, at least at this point, again, by the time we're going to leave here today, I'm going to make everything almost irrelevant, as I say. But I'm building it up now. I have to build it up to knock it down. You know what I mean? So that's the mahalach. So we're building up here. So what do we say? In other words, it's mistaber. In other words, you wanted him to be tofel. As Mehechi Tesei that his minion should be tofel. Maybe he should have his own minion. The Mehechi Tesei that his minion should be tofel. So he has to have a certain chashivas to that minion. So the Rabbi is. Then the Gemara says like this: Ibai Luhu, page 2. Allah gom habayis mebeis hakvaras ma. So let's just learn the Gemara simple before we get things walking blessed. Say the gom habayis wasn't home. Say the Gadol Abayis wasn't home when this new person came in. Why wasn't he home? So he went to the cemetery. So Rashi says he went to the cemetery while Gadol Abayis was in the cover. In other words, he went to bury. So that could take, you know, in those days, I told you, the burial was outside the city. And then he was hanging around there to make sure everything's okay. And then, poof, during the time that he was away, this new person came in. So on one hand, the Gadol Abayis is not home. The other hand, it's not like he's not there. He went to Osik in the Mace. So maybe that's not a chisaron in his not being home. The Rush on page 12 has another Hechi Kimsa. The Rush says, this is the second arrow on page 12. What did you say?
Isn't this a ride that you start the shiva immediately to have a secret before? The other hand is riding the shiva, but...
No, because it could be talking about a case where the mace was there originally. But you can't bring a raya to the Rebbe Fahl against the Netziv from this Gemara, because the Netziv will say it. This Gemara is talking about when everyone was with the mace originally, and then they parted ways. The second arrow, in other words, he gives a case that he went to make a matzeva. So again, he's not, the Gadol Abayis is not home now, but he's like Osik in the you know, in those days they made matzevas, you know, right away. You know, like, you know, what we do today, we have unveiling. So that usually takes, like, some time within the year. It takes months and months and months. But the old menagas, you put it up right away. I remember, I think it was in 1979, 1980, the Satmar Rebbe was Nifter, Rabbi Teitelbaum was Nifter. It was the end of the summer. Remember, we were still in camp, we were still Marsh HaFol, and at the end of the summer, we heard about his Patira. And then there's usually like a week or two between the end of camp ends and the Yeshiva begins. So sometimes we would go on a family vacation to the mountains. And I remember there was like a huge amount of traffic. It was like the week after or something that the Rebbe was Nifter. And we found out that people were saying that they were going for the unveiling.
Right away.
Right away. The unveiling was you know, put up to Hakama Savatseva, you know, right away. So that's what the Rosh is talking about. So that's the Shaila. That's the Shaila in the Gemara. Whether do we view that, since it's not like the Golubayis is away someplace and he's not part of the family. He was with the family. He just had to go temporarily to be involved in the mace. So maybe we view that to Ilhu is Babayis. And therefore, anyone who comes in Mibachutz would have the din, ki ilu b'galabais b'abais, and b'vela, he would be mitzurf.
What's binyan kever? And why does the Rosh pick that he's went for the kvura? Why does he pick scribe? He went for the saving?
Because most probably he wants to give you a hefty timsa that he was going in the middle of Shiva, as opposed to going, you know, right away. He's going he was there, he was home already with the people. He just now, in the middle of Shiva, that's when they were going to put out the Matseva, so then he went to...
In the middle of Shiva, still take Gimel on the first day of Shiva?
Sometime in the middle, in other words, so he, according to, we pass him like Rav Shimon, so the din of Godel HaBayis applies even to the very end. Okay? This is the... Okay. So now,
is there an answer to the question?
What? Oh, is there an answer to the question? So the Gemara continues. Halacha on the next page, the base of Aleph, page 2. Halacha Labayis, the base of the Gemara Shemal, Kashmad, Amr Akir, Barabba, Amr Yogna. Few holocaust lobbies of basic verse, Mona Imohen. So he's Mona with them. Ah, there's another Bryce that says not that way, so it depends if you came in on time. If you hold it, you need the first 3 days, it's only if it's in the first 3 days. But for us, it doesn't matter because we hold even day 7. So Lamaisa, the answer of the Gemara is that it's if the Gorla Bais went to the base. Akvaros, so then what? So then it's mitzurf. Okay. Now, basically, what I'm going to do now is I'm prepared to turn everything on its head. Okay? And basically, what I'm going to show you now is two machlokas rishonim between the Rosh and the Ramban, and then show you how the Tos HaRosh claims these two machlokes in Olah Shitasam, and then we're going to see how everything is going to fly. Okay, ready? So first, let's see a simple machlokes. Let's look in the Rosh on page 12. Okay. Says the Rosh on page 12 in the first arrow. And I'll start with Yeshalo Yoda, Shemes Hames, and Bo Elohim. We know that the young Hashem in Hitzki was Abelom, Stabber Kosh, and Kotzer, and Yusuf Shvir Shabbat Elohim. So the Rosh says a very significant comment. This one comment of the Rosh changes the whole thing. And this is the following. The Rosh says that the whole concept of this whole sugya, that's how I started the shiur, this whole sugya of following the minyan of the family is only in the hechi temtza that existed in yesteryear, where somebody didn't know about the patira, so that he didn't start counting shiva on his own count. He just came in, and there they are. So now he's mitzuruf with that. But say he had his own count of shiva because, like, he went to Eretz Yisrael. And he started a day later. So he had his own count. So then there's no halacha that when you come to the back with them, that you change, you follow their count, because you have your own count. The whole sugya is only talking about when you didn't have any count. And you didn't have any count of your own. And that was very common, Bisman Chazal, when, as I said, when they didn't have any communication. So people came in, Mibachutz. They didn't have their own count. So here they are, Hinani. Now, and therefore, but if you have your own count, then this whole sugya doesn't apply. So according to the Rosh, this whole sugya came out as irrelevant, as well as that. Because we don't really have such a hechi timtza in 99.99%. The only case I gave you is the Eretz Yisrael case, where they have their own count. So since they have their own count, then what? Then they're mitzuref with the, so that they're not mitzuref with the Baal because they have their own count. The Rosh has beferish. And this whole concept is only when there's, you don't have your own count. Okay? So that's a very, we'll have to see whether we'll be possible like this Rosh or not. But this Rosh is like the, like, this turns up, you know, that's why, according to Rush, you know, people ask, well, who's the Bobo bias? What's going on? It's irrelevant. The whole sugi became irrelevant, according to the Rush. Because who cares? The whole concept of Bobo bias is only because you're going to change your count. In other words, this whole thing, what's a Malcolm Karov, and what's a this, and what's a that? It all became, you know, with this one line in the Rush, we the whole thing became almost obsolete. Only if a person who, you know, doesn't have any communication with his family, which could happen, you know, and then he came in and whatever. Then, but any kemat, any normal situation that we would have today, the whole concept of no, and therefore, according to the Rosh, the din would be that whoever started later keeps the count later.
If they called him, let's say a day late, you know. Is that considered that he should keep theirs, or he should start his own count?
And if he didn't know?
If he didn't know, they called him a day late.
So if he's going to come to them?
Yeah, if he's coming to them.
If he's going to come to them, but usually that doesn't even happen either.
Stay there.
No, he stays there, because usually he's going to know. Unless anyone who's on speaking terms with, you know, you have families that are not on speaking terms, but well, speaking terms, and even today, even if you're not speaking terms, you know, it's the computer and this and that, you know.
Okay, so he is Malcolm Karov, Alex. Malcolm Karov hears about it immediately. He wants to petition to look his family, he can't get to it for 2 days or the next night. He would still count his own counts. He's not going to be able to talk to him and see something going on. He can't get out of it for 2 days from now.
So he heard when? Right away?
Right away.
So then he started shiver right away.
He started wearing it.
Okay. Now, this is, the Ramban argues with this Rosh. Take a look. We didn't see. We'll see. Page 11. So the Ramban explicitly on page 11 writes against the Rosh. Says the Ramban, the ein hefresh
בין ששמה על מסו באוסו במקום שהיה שם התחילה, ובין ששמה לבוסו בו הכל שנכנס שם, או שלא שמה עד שפה מוצא, ובין ובסו הכל דינך. So he says there's no difference whether you heard from before or you didn't hear. In other words, the Rosh's comment that it only applies when you didn't know, he negates that. He disagrees. He says it's all the same. Because whether you knew about it and you started and you had your own count, it's all the same. So according to Ramban, then, you know, now it becomes more relevant. Because Ramban Shita, in other words, so basically the Ramban Shita is that this sugya is not only if you didn't have your own count, you can surf, but even if you had your own count and now you were them, you're nitpal to them, and then you use their count, provided that you have the three criteria that Toch Shiva, Gadol Habayis Bebayis, and Malkom Karp. So that's one machlokas between the Rosh and the Rambam. Now, there's another machlokas between the Rosh and the Rambam, and that's Lagabe, how to learn the Gemara's question of Yibayim Hu Halach Gadol Habayis, the basic Gemara's model. So we saw in the Rosh, we already saw the Rosh, that the Rosh said that Halach Gadol Habayis, the basic Gemara's, means that the Gadol Habayis went in the middle of Shiva to the Kever, and the question, the Nidon is whether the person who's coming in, Mimachum Karov, is Mone Mahem, even though the Gadol Habayis is not Habayis now, but he was Halach Habayis at first. But the Ramban has a different interpretation of the sugya, of what the Shail of Halach Habayis Habayis at first is. And basically, let me say it outside, and then we'll see it inside on the bottom of page 9. In the Torah Sa'adah. He says like this, that Halach Gadol Habayis Habayis Tvaras doesn't mean like what the Rosh said, that it's talking about the guy's coming in Yibachutz, and then he wants to know whether he should follow them or not. And the only shaila is, he's lacking the criteria of Gadol Habayis Habayis, but maybe that's not a problem, because Halach Gadol Habayis Habayis Tvaras is ki who he was Habayis. So basically, the way the Ramban learns the Gemara, Halach Gadol Habayis Habayis HaKvaris, you know what that means? It means like this. Say that the family was all together in New York. Okay? And then the Gadol Habayis went, the Habayis HaKvaris means he went with the mace to Eretz Yisrael, or wherever, to bury the mace. And he started his count what? Later, obviously. Right. So when he comes back, is he going to follow them? They're going to follow him. What's going to be? So here, there's no Gadol Habayis, because he's the Gadol Habayis. So the other people, so that's the question, whether the Gadol Habayis who started later, because he went, in other words, basically the Ramban learns that the Gemara Shaila is basically the standard question we have about when somebody goes to Eretz Yisrael for the Kavur. So that's what he says over here. One second, page 9. Kach perush hashmua, midamrinu hu sheyesh gadol habayis habayis. Hagadol shevom malchum achem kanein nigra hartan. Boy gemara, halach zeh gadol habayis 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 habayis. Nigra hu imayim, or heim nigrorim achrof. So who follows who? Amar v'yofan alafil halach gadol habayis 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 habayis. And then he says, "Bein chiluk v'hefresh." Next page, "Bein shayim beis tvaras karov v'rochok shayim v'machom karov hayom lahem shecholom lahem ha'avelos." In other words, it doesn't matter machom karov machom rochok, because since at the beginning they were all together, and then the Gadol Habayis went to the cemetery for the kvura, And he started the shiva later. So the question is what? Could he, what, be mitzuraf or not? And the Rush learns the halakha l'abayis, the basic chorus, is referring to, no, it's in the middle of shiva. And it's talking about the count of this other guy who's coming b'chutz. Oh, so the Tosa Rush is going to point out in a second that l'chora, the two ways of learning the Gemara of halakha l'abayis, the basic chorus, mahu, is l'shitasa. Because the Ramban Shita is that you can change your count. So therefore, that's the Gemara Shaila, that that maybe if the Gadol HaBayis himself went, so then there's no Gadol HaBayis to bring him in, because he's the Gadol HaBayis. So maybe he should have his own count. Or do we say, no, since they all start together in the beginning, he can be Mitzuraf, you know, with them. So the halacha is, according to Ramban, he's mitzuruf with them. But that's only the Ramban l'shitaso who holds what? You can change your count. But the Rosh couldn't learn like the Ramban, because the Rosh Hashita is the what? That you can never change. Once you have your own count, you never change your count. So memela what? So memela, the Gemara's kasha can't be on the Gadol HaBayis changing his count. It must be on this external guy who never knew about it, who now is coming in b'chutz, whether he's mitzuraf with them or not, because the Gadol HaBayis wasn't technically a b'chutz. And that's the Tosa Rosh writes this explicitly here on page. I was very excited when I saw this Tosa Rosh for the first time on page 13. See, he says like this: Yibayelu halacha l'abayis the basic verse. Ma'al peirush Rashi halacha mitoso shel Aviv the basic verse. The kavro shoshan uba. So basically, he's learning like the Ramban. He went to bury. Okay. Uba uba morim osu shel shor l'abayis the vidus miskim shukizu peneim. It says, the lo nehir li hai perusha. The mistvaber, the hadar mina bum bum kor moramem, hainish shalo yada shames. In other words, you can't say this perus, because the whole Gemara is only mistvaber if you shalo yada shames. Aval no the lo ad shalo ba, alem meyam sheni, the ischel of iluso, uba lehem meyam shlishi, lo mistvaber the katsi yimei of iluso, she ischel kvar. So that's what the Tosaurus, the Rosh. So he says, l'shitaso, he can't learn that way, because he holds that that the whole concept of the whole Gemara is only applicable in a situation where there was no knowledge of the Ptira, and he didn't have his own capital.
According to the Ramban,
the Shabbos,
the Golgai is supposed to be today, very deep for me. So when he comes back, so the Shabbat is he talking to them?
Well, they're talking to them.
I mean, but is he going to be talking to them, or is he on his own? Or no, is he going to be talking to them, or are they going to have to wait an extra day to be talking to him?
Yeah, so what's the Lashon?
So the Lashon is in the beginning, you
know,
they talk
to him.
Right,
so
they would have to wait an extra day, or does he mean...
What does he mean that the...
Does the Gadol HaBayis follow the elders, or the elders follow him?
Because then, in a continuation, it says, in the next page,
yeah.
In the Tari Sok, Shebo Akashot Kirabar, Vado Shabam Kibes Akkoros Isok Haftan, Kot and Shebo and Mokom and Akher, Isok Gadol HaBayis, Shabam.
Okay, you'll figure it out, but either way, the halacha is that Monima. Oh, so is this. So if you hold like the Ramban, so if you hold like the Ramban, in the case of Eretz Israel, It doesn't matter who the Gadol HaBayis is, because you don't need a Gadol HaBayis, because Harayah, the Gadol HaBayis himself, is Nitpal to the people, since they were together in the beginning, right, the Shas Misa, and now he went there to Israel, and now he came back. Because you don't even need it. And so if you hold like the Ramban, you could change your count, but you don't even need a Din Gadol HaBayis in the Eretz Yisrael case. And according to the Rush, the whole concept won't apply any either, because the whole concept would apply only if you didn't know. So, for Shteitzich, in the case of Eretz Yisrael, the standard case that people have, so according to the Rush, the people who started late would count what? Would start late and end late, because they have their own count. Even when they come back to America and meet up with their family members, it doesn't matter. And according to the Ramban, they would be Mitzuref. And even if there's no Gadol HaBayis, and it's irrelevant, because the din is that even the Gadol HaBayis himself is Nitpal. So then you don't need a Gadol HaBayis to be Mitzaref. So then the whole concept that people ask, oh, who's the Gadol HaBayis, is irrelevant. The only question is that's relevant is, who do we paschal like? The Rosh or the Ramban?
The Ramban was kind of...
So one second. So if you look... Wait, you had a question before? You had some.
Yeah, what's the story behind that? Like, whether or not the last drama...
Who's pshat?
Even, like, in the Gemara.
Well, who's pshat in the Gemara?
Let's say the Rosh.
No, because you need to... be tuffel to this count. So what makes this count more chosher than the other person's count? This is the count of the Gadol HaBayis. So the Gadol HaBayis gives a chashivus. So the whole idea is you bring bottle to somebody else. So it's clear in Shulchan Aruch on page 7, Sif Tes, he writes Beferish. After he says the whole day of the Gadol HaBayis, he says, but Mezron Mahurim, Shaloshama Shemes Hashabah. The Rush's din is clear. So the Farish, the Shofanar Paskins the Farish like the Rush. So in Sif Ches he says the regular din of, you know, of the Gemara of Makom Karov and Toch Shiva, quotes the riff about Mamhalak and Yud Parsos, Shiyachalovo, and then, but once you get to Siftes, it's all over. Now, there's a long shach here on page 7. We're not going to read the whole shach. Now I'm sorry, but the key, as I bracket in the end, is the paskins like the Ramban. The paskins like the Ramban. So he holds that. So if you paskin like the Ramban, then you can surf. If you don't paskin like the Ramban, then you're not mitzurf. So he says, "Heichad dehischil agod limno simon b'sham v'chaka halach l'beisach foros l'tzorch v'tzeivu kagamnan." So there are people who follow this shach, this Ramban, and there, but it was known that Rav Moshe Feinstein held not that way. Rav Moshe Feinstein held to keep your own count. So I thought the Pashut Pshat, even though others may have a different pshat than Rav Moshe, that the Pashut Pshat in Rav Moshe is that he's paskening like the Rush, and he's paskening like the Shulchan Aruch, and therefore once you say that the Shulchan Aruch and the Feirish are like the Rush, and once you understand that the Rush and the Ramban are the Shittasim, so if you hold like the Rush, you can't hold like the Ramban. If you hold like this other Rush, that the whole concept is when you don't know about it, so the whole yisod is that you don't change your minion. So Rela, once the Shulchan Aruch paskin beferish like the Rush, so then then Paschus is, then you don't hold from the Ramban, so the Iker Halacha should be like the Rosh, because that's what the Shulchan Aruch class is like. And therefore the whole idea of Gadol HaBayis would not be applicable. It's not applicable even according to Ramban, but meaning it wouldn't be applicable that you will change the count. So in the standard Eretz Yisrael Dikka case, I think the Iker Pshachach should be that, like Rav Moshe said, to keep an extra day if he started late. And I wrote this up when my dear friend Rav Yosef Wenevsky passed away. So, he passed away. It was Memorial Day weekend. It was right before Memorial Day, and the Levi was right after, because Memorial Day, you know, everyone's on vacation, whatever. It was that weekend. And then he was blind. He lived here in the neighborhood. He was a Talmud Chacham who lived in the neighborhood that I was very close with. He was a blind person, almost from birth. I mean, he had very poor eyesight when he was younger, but then all the years that I knew him, he was totally blind. And he went to Chaim Belen. He went to Chaim Belen. He knows all the Chaim Belen people. And then he came here. And we were very, very close. So they came out with a Sefer Zikaron for his memory. His roommate, I think, was Leon Chardon, who also was lived. I think they're honoring his wife here for graduation tomorrow, maybe. So I think he funded the Sefer Zikaron. And so I decided to write up this whole thing because Moshe's Pesach is the whole tshuva is not really written. So I wanted to write what I, you know, and Rabbi Will pointed out, Rabbi Aaron Felder in the Sefer quotes from Moshe's Pesach, but I wanted to go through to see where I think the Pesach comes from. So I went through the whole, so I wrote it up here. Sonas Yosef, page 14, 15, 16, 17. Basically everything I told you today with all the shitasos and everything that I wrote up in this article many years ago, and so if somebody would ask me the shayla, that's what I tell them to do to keep the extra day. But others hold like the Shach, I think the five of Cohen, whom his body of Shulchan holds like that, but I think that the Pashup Shach, you know, is like Rav Moshe, not like the Shach.
Well, the Pesach is Rav Moshe and the Shach that go like Rav Moshe.
But the Mechaber says like the Rosh. So,
it's the Mechaber and the Shach. We go like the Mechaber.
So, Rav Moshe said it, so I thought it was it's very mistaken that the Shach's, because the Shach isn't even claiming to go against, I don't think he's even claiming to go against it. He's reading it into the Mechaber, if I'm not mistaken. So I thought, you know, if you were already working with it in the Mechaber, you know, if you'd want to say, okay, I'm against the Mechaber, maybe. If you're reading it in the Mechaber, I think that this Lashitaso, I think, is very compelling. And therefore, I think, therefore, the Pashup Shat would be, you know, I don't know if you see. What you're saying is very interesting. I don't believe necessarily that there's a concept of Kuala Pesach, that we postulate the Shach versus the Taz versus the Shach, we postulate it. I think every sugya, you got to learn the sugya, and that, you know, I don't know if, I'm not saying everyone agrees to this, but I'm saying this is what I believe in, that every sugya, you got to learn the sugya to see who the Itas is like. So I don't, you know, play all Shach or Moshe, who you know, every sugya, you learn the sugya. I mean, and see who the pashas and the sugya is like. But that's a broader discussion about club. So I wrote this piece up. Others maybe have different interpretations to Rav Moshe. I know by Rav Moshe himself, you know, Rav Reuven Feinstein went to Eretz Yisrael. Rav David Feinstein didn't go. He stayed home on the lower side. Rav Reuven went.
You know, that was the big story that we talked about when the plane had come back, the whole thing, but then they made it to Israel eventually, and then they came back. And
why
obviously,
did he go?
If you want to hear... okay, so this is the sugya. Well, it took me a long, long time to figure this out. I remember we learned this in Rosh Hashanah in 86, but then like in 91, I went back just to go through this sugya again. Because I was in Boston, but I came back for like a couple of weeks with the intent of that I'm going to be ma'ayin in this sugya again. That's when I came across the Tosa Rosh and this thing. And the whole story.
In the Shah, or within the Ramah, whatever, do we follow the Golden Bible? We follow the Vandalism of the
what?
Within the Shah, it's clear not
to be. Within the Shah, also, the Golden Bible is not relevant because.
Who do we follow? We follow that thing.
The people who. The people who started earlier, and now these other people start later coming back to the earlier people. They're all together in the beginning. You're all together. So then you follow the earlier people.
According to the Ramban, they would only be restored to the earlier people even if they were at the beginning if they then came back. Meaning if the people had stayed in Eretz Yisrael to finish out the time, would they be restored back?
Say again?
If the people, let's say, they were together when the Mace died, and some of them left to Eretz Yisrael for the Kfura, but they didn't come back.
It's
only if they come back.
Yeah. If you don't come back and you start as late, then you, for sure you have your own thing.
I think the Shach is reading the Mechaber we don't like.
I mean, he's reading. Right, in other words, so he's not making this Keshbon that it's Lashitasa. So I thought it was a very compelling Keshbon.
The Shach Keshbon?
No, not like the Shach. Like the Shach. Well, it's what I thought. I don't claim for sure this is what Rav Moshe, I mean, Rav Aaron Feller told me a different Shach than Rav Moshe, whatever. This is how I came to, you know, the conclusion of the psak of Rav Moshe, even if you others have other shot of why Rav Moshe said what he said, that's fine.
In the Shah, or the Ramban, so he said that there's no concept of Golah Habayis anyway, because you see the Golah Habayis is tough elements of the bias.
Right.
But maybe that's only, like he's saying, that's only when they were together in the beginning.
Right.
And then if there's a Karov that comes Milbar, he would only be Tafel if the Gadol Havayis is there. He wouldn't be Tafel if there's no Gadol Havayis.
Okay.
So then.
Right.
Then it would be no Gadol.
Right. Okay. I was just dealing with the standard case. In your case, it would be also. But then I thought, the Chabad just writes Beferish like the Rosh, and I think, and therefore, the Tosa Rosh makes everything the Shitaso, so therefore, that's the whole Cheshbon that I. And I wrote this up, you can read it, but I said it over everything that I wrote in this piece about. Some things I said yesterday, I also wrote in this piece. The only thing I didn't write in this piece is the Machlokas and the Tzid and the Fla. I don't know why I didn't, but I didn't. And Winevsky was a very important person. He was a smicha, he had a doctorate, he wrote books. All this being blind. And he used to sit in the library, and Rabbi Carmi was very close, used to read to him. I used to sit where I sat in the library now, or whatever, and then, he would call out my name. And that's part of the reason I started being, besides the Sfarim and everything, but I was Mishamish him, so if he needed to go someplace. And we went to weddings together, and we went to, he had a friend in Monticello, Rabbi Schneider, who was a big Talmud Chacham. Big Talmud Chacham, going.
They would speak and learning every day.
Elish
father. So whenever it came to the Wayus farm sale, the Winevsky insisted that I take him, and we were the first ones to be on the line to get in there. So I was wondering, why does he need his farm sale? He can't, you know. So, no, because he had a special Hanah. If he could find a sefer that this Talmud Chacham didn't have to send to him, that would give him a lot of Hanah. So, yeah, Chaval al Da'avdin, you know, a special person, and had a lot of Yisurim. You know, Dr. Lamb, I was Maspid, Rav Ar Lichtenstein was Maspid, Dr. Lamb said over, it was Parshat Bamidbar, so he said over the Ramban, that Shevet Levi was the smaller of tribes, because they weren't in the Shevet Mitzrayim. So if you were in the Shevet Mitzrayim, then you had the Bracha Kasher Yonu Kein Yirbe V'Kein Yifros. If you were in the Shebut, then you didn't have the bracha of Kekeshe Yonu Ken Yibur. So, no pain, no gain. They said, Winevsky had a lot of pain that caused him his greatness and whatever. A lot of story, very interesting man. A big Talmud Chacham, he loved Rav Yosef Engel. And this, you could look in the library, you could take a look, the Sonus Yosef. So this piece I wrote over, and the York site is around now. Because I told you, it was Memorial Day weekend that he was Nifter, and yeah, he was in Chaim Berlin, in the Kufa, the heyday of Chaim Berlin. He knew, you know, all the he was Rabbi Shechter and Yonos and David. I was with him at the Chasana when Rabbi Aaron Kahn's son married Rabbi Hillel David's daughter. So I went. I was with Rabbi Winevsky at that chasana, and we went over to the Rosh Hashiva, Rabbi Aaron Shechter, whole story. But he knew the whole Chaim Berlin oilum of the heyday of Chaim Berlin, of the Cohen, all these people. He was part of that chevra. So Yizik Herbaruch, and okay. So Bez Hashem will continue tomorrow. We still have to discuss if you have any opinions that you want to.
And then Monday. Something to.
That's
it. Is it this one?
Okay.
That's already.
What? No.
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Tuesday. Tuesday. Tuesday. Tuesday.